Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, we have Ms. Barisha Human with us regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Okay, go ahead and send her over.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jeanette and we're speaking on a recorded line. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and how do I, can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
V-E-R-R-I-S-H-I-A.
Okay, V as in Victor?
Yes.
V-E-R-R-I-S-H-I-A?
Correct.
Okay, and how do I spell your last name?
Y-O-U-M-A-N.
Thank you. And then in case we get disconnected, I have your phone number as 337-551-9610.
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you already get an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No, I'm guessing. I talked to someone. I don't know if it was with this, with you guys or who I had spoke to, just asking questions, but I didn't have like an actual...
Okay.
Lawyer,
and you haven't signed any documents obtaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I never talked to no one, like, you know, legally.
Okay, and you never signed any documents retaining a law firm to represent you?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. And then is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who was affected by Depo Provera?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed?
They found it in July of 2020.
July of 2020. And what is your date of birth?
August 27, 1987.
1987, 08/27/1987.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through 2024?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start using Depo Provera?
I think it was in like 2011, I think it was.
Okay. Do you recall roughly what month? Was it the beginning of the year, middle year, end of the year?
I had my son, I think at the end of the year, I had my son in September of September of 2011. It was after that.
Okay. So you around December of 2011?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you stop taking Depo Provera?
I took it off and on after that, but I don't remember when the last time I actually took it.
Do you recall roughly what year was the last year you had a Depo Provera shot?
Maybe after I had my second kid, maybe 2015?
Okay.
I would have to get the records. I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. But you're able to confirm that within 1 year, you've had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And you used Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled V-E-R-R-I-S-H-I-A, is that correct?
Correct.
And then I have your last name spelled Y-O-U-M-A-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name or none?
No.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
it is, and it's my associates for just to get
medical records.
Medical records. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get them for y'all and fax them over.
Yeah,
I had somebody before get over to my information, so that's why
okay.
I'm just kind of.
That's okay. Are you comfortable giving the last four out?
9598.
9598? Yes. Okay, thank you. And what is a good email address for you?
My first and last name at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then let's see. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
209 Creighton Broussard Road, New Iberia, Louisiana. 70560.
Creighton what road?
Creighton, Creighton, Broussard Road.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
70560.
Thank you. How do I spell Broussard?
Broussard.
Thank you. Okay, is that the same as New Iberia?
Yes, New Iberia, Louisiana, 70560.
Thank you. And then the number is 209, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Foreman.
Okay. Where did Dr. Foreman practice out of?
Arsenal Women's and Children.
Children. And was that a hospital, a medical center?
It's a medical center. Next to the hospital.
Okay. And was it Dr. Adam or Dr. Michael?
Michael Foreman.
Dr. Michael Foreman. Okay, thank you. Foreman, okay. And then the Ochsner, is that the same as Ochsner LSU Health Women and Children's Services?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It is. I'm thinking of that's who found the meningioma.
That was the
Lord's
doctor.
Women and Children. Yeah, it the doctor was doing a depo was with Lord's Women and Children.
Okay, because I need both. So the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Michael Foreman, Ochsner LSU Health Women and Children's.
Uh-uh. No.
No.
The doctor that did the depo that was doing a depo under. Is Dr. Foreman at Women's and Children.
Oh,
but the doctor with that found the meningioma was Dr. Smith at Ochsner.
Dr. Smith was at Ochsner. Okay. Ochsner
yeah.
Health. Okay. And then Dr. Foreman.
At Women's and Children.
Women
That's
and
why I was
children.
with the depo.
Okay. Was that also Ochsner or no? It was just Women and Children?
No, it was Lord's. Yeah.
Okay.
Lord's Women and Children.
Lord's Women and Children. Okay. And was that in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. And then the pharmacy that the depo was filled at, was it the Lord's Women and Children Hospital where it was filled at as
yeah,
well?
I was getting a shot from the doctor's office.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it was from
their pharmacy?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine if you're not sure. Records will show. Okay. So then that was Dr. Foreman. And then Dr. Smith is who you saw at Ochsner LSU Health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ochsner LSU Health. Was it a hospital that you went to for diagnosing?
Yeah. She was under the doctors and they did it at the university.
Okay.
Lafayette.
Okay. Is that the one on King's Highway?
It's on what street is that? Congress.
Okay.
In Lafayette.
Caucus. Okay. Okay, yep, I see that. Here, the University Hospital. Okay, on Congress. And before you were diagnosed with a meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then, did you receive treatment also from Dr. Smith at Ochsner University Hospital?
Pertaining to that?
Pertaining to the meningioma?
No.
Who did you receive treatment from?
Nobody. I found out about it and then I never went back.
Okay. That's okay. I'll just put Dr. Smith then because that's the diagnosing doctor. That's the last doctor you saw regarding the meningioma, right?
Yeah, I was seeing a neurologist for headaches, but it was because I was catching headaches. That's how they ended up seeing it was there.
Okay, but that was before you were diagnosed?
No, that was after.
Okay, what was the name of the neurologist that you saw? Do you recall?
Dr. Lou? I don't.
Okay. Neurologist.
And she was at the same place.
At which one? The Lords?
At University.
Okay. University Hospital. Okay, was it Dr. Tiffany Liu?
How you spell her last name?
L-I-U?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
You can put my mom. Her phone number is 337-551-9083.
Okay.
Her name is Aline, A-L-L-E-N-E, Alexander.
Thank you. Okay, and then let me just verify that I have the dates correct before I send over some documents. Okay, and then do you have copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, I can get it. I have the report from the meningioma on my chart on my phone.
Perfect.
For the depot, I would have to go in and get the paper saying that I did a depot injection.
Okay, thank you. The law firm will most likely request the medical records just in the event that they're unable to request them. They just ask if that you're able to provide them just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your date of birth as 08/27/1987.
Correct.
And then I have that you were first diagnosed with a meningioma July of 2020.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have you started using depo around December of 2011, and you stopped January of 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have the last four of your social as 9598.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your email as your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Sorry.
And your first name is spelled V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I as in Igloo, A as in Alpha.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for verifying. And then I have your last name, Y as in yellow, O as in Oscar, U as in umbrella, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy.
All right.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, Great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You're going to get a text message as well as an email. It'll say it'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Okay, and then I have your address down as 209 Creighton Broussard Road, New Iberia, Louisiana, 70560.
Yes.
Is there an apartment number or no? The number is just 209?
Mm-mm. Okay. No, it's a house.
Okay, great. Thank you for verifying. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line in case anything is misspelled and needs to be corrected or if you have any questions, okay? Go ahead and open that text up.
Okay, I got the text message.
Okay. And then do you see a link there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then press that link, and then a pop-up might come up that says you're going to want to press yes to receive SMS messages. And then do you see continue? Then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Mm-hmm.
Check that box and then press continue. And then you should see a start button. Okay, and then you should see your first signature field. You're going to tap that field. You can either draw your signature with your finger or press select style and then press adopt and sign. And then just tap the signature fields.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you see that finish button?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just got that back. So you're all set to go. You'll receive another email with the completed documents. And then you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling from a 909 number. They're just going to want to start their case verification process and confirm that it is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. I'm going to send you a text message, and it'll include Pulaski's number. If you don't hear from them by the beginning of the new year, feel free to give them a call yourself, okay? But that's all for right now. You're all set to go. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Verisha. I'm so sorry that you went through all of this because of the Depo Provera shot, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.